hospital visits during recovery. Approximate recording time, 10 minutes. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section. We all have different experiences of recovery. Some of us might need to visit the hospital more often, or for a much longer time than others. Here, we'll look at how each stage of recovery might relate to hospital appointments and visits. Why do I need to keep going to hospital? In the weeks, months, and years after your stem cell transplant, you need to go to hospital so your medical team can check on you. They want to make sure your new immune system is working properly and monitor any physical side effects. These include monitoring late effects after transplant. As time goes on, you'll go to hospital appointments less and less. Eventually, you'll only need to go for a checkup once a year to make sure everything is still okay. Early stages of recovery. When you first leave hospital after your stem cell transplant, you will have checkups with your medical team once or twice a week. They will do things like assess your general health and how you're feeling, look for signs of infections or graft versus host disease, GVHD, check on other side effects, and possibly adjust your medication. The checkups might include tests to count your blood cells, check your liver and kidney function, flush and clean your central venous catheter, also called your central line. In the checkups, they can also answer any questions or concerns you might have.
I'd have to go back to hospital once a week for checkups, blood tests, and blood transfusions on a fairly regular basis, as well as other bits and pieces to keep my strength up, my iron levels up, and keep my white cell levels at what they needed to be. That lasted for about 4 months.
Jimmy, who had a stem cell transplant. If your blood cell or platelet counts are low, your medical team may decide to give you a blood transfusion. They might even give you more than one. Blood transfusions are more likely during your early stages of recovery. However, depending on the blood cancer or blood disorder you had, you may need to have irradiated blood. This means donors give blood, which doctors then treat with radiation to remove white blood cells and reduce the chance of you having a reaction to it. If you need this type of blood, your medical team will give you a card to carry with you in case you end up in a different hospital in an emergency. Further into recovery. You'll still have regular checkups at hospital further into your recovery. If things are going fairly smoothly, you'll visit hospital less often than during early recovery. At 3 months, and at 1 year after your transplant, the hospital may invite you to either or both of the following types of appointments. A bone marrow test, where doctors take and analyse a small sample of bone marrow, or a PET, CT, scan of your body. Doctors use these tests to monitor your progress and confirm that your blood cancer or blood disorder hasn't returned. Even further into recovery, some people might need to visit hospital for central line removal. As your central line can cause infection, your medical team will remove it as soon as it's no longer needed. Normally, they'll remove it a few months after transplant. This procedure normally takes place at the outpatient clinic using a local anaesthetic, so you won't feel anything. You may need a couple of stitches to help the wound heal. Some people also need to return for extended hospital stays. Unfortunately, many people have setbacks during recovery and may need to spend time in hospital again. The most common reason is infection. It's so easy to pick one up while your immune system is rebuilding. However, this doesn't mean your transplant hasn't worked. It's a natural part of recovery that you can't always avoid.
I was pretty fortunate. I got a few bugs, but I was able to fight them off at home. It wasn't until a year on from my transplant that I got septicemia and pneumonia, and was in hospital for 5 days.
Joanna, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute myeloid leukemia, AML. Longer-term appointments. No matter how much time has passed since your stem cell transplant, you'll always have a point of contact in hospital. Normally, this will be your clinical nurse specialist, CNS, or transplant coordinator. Every year on from your transplant, you'll have a full health assessment. Your medical team will keep an eye on whether you're experiencing any late effects after transplant. Getting appointments for vaccines. Having a stem cell transplant means your immune system has been totally replaced. After your transplant, the vaccines you had as a child will no longer work. Your transplant team and GP will schedule and give your new vaccines to you. You might get some vaccines at least 6 months after transplant, but might need to wait at least 2 years for others. Your family or the people you live with should also consider having the seasonal flu vaccine every year, which they should be able to get at their GP or local pharmacy. They might also want to consider getting regular COVID-19 boosters. For more information and advice, visit antoninolan.org/coronavirus. Generally speaking, you cannot have any vaccines based on a live virus or bacteria. These are not suitable for people with a potentially weakened immune system. This means you cannot usually get the standard childhood vaccines for tuberculosis, TB, and measles, mumps, and rubella, MMR. However, some years after your transplant, your doctors might recommend you get these anyway because their benefit can outweigh their risk. For information about travel vaccines, visit antoninolan.org/travel-abroad. Other appointments. At any point in your recovery, even years later, you might need to go to hospital for more specific treatments or procedures. Your medical team will try to arrange these appointments alongside your regular visits to make things more convenient for you. Some of these appointments will feel like important milestones in your recovery, showing that you're making good progress. But if problems develop at any point in your recovery, you might need to go back to hospital for different reasons, such as the following examples. Specialist appointments. As well as your general health checks, you may get referred to specialists. These doctors are experts in one type of treatment or part of the body. You might see a specialist if you have GVHD affecting certain organs. You might also regularly see specialists like dentists, opticians, urologists, or gynecologists so they can quickly treat any problems. Donor lymphocyte infusion, DLI. Your transplant team will look at your chimerism in your general checkups. This is the proportion of blood cells that come from your donor compared to your own. However, if your chimerism is low, you might need a top-up of cells from your donor, which we call a DLI. This simple procedure is very similar to a blood transfusion. For more information about the process, visit antoninolan.org/DLI. High dependency unit. Some people may need specialist care on a high dependency or intensive care unit, ICU. If you become very unwell, these units offer essential care, support, and close observation in a hospital environment.
It was after that period of lots and lots and lots of tests and appointments and this and that and the other. When you're kind of coming out of that phase and you're improving, then there's that question of, well, how am I going to recover? What does that actually mean to me physically and also mentally?
Darren, who had a stem cell transplant to treat peripheral T-cell lymphoma. It's normal to feel frightened, low or frustrated if you keep having to go back to hospital. But hospital visits will enable your medical team to give you the best possible treatment and help. If you're worried about how you're feeling, find information and support by visiting antoninolan.org/mentalhealth.